This is the Island's Rock 100.3, the Q, and it's Give Up and Go Away from Strippers Union. The Strippers Union, Local 518. Would it make you guys mad if I said that song sounds kind of like The Odds meets The Tragically Hip? Would it make you mad?
I don't know if that's an obvious comparison or not.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Every radio station that you visit over the next whatever, they're going to say it. It's The Odds meets The Tragically Hip.
I thought it was more like Golden Earring meets Meatloaf, but
yeah.
You think so?
No, not really.
In a fight.
You guys are going to play something coming up. Rob Baker with The Tragically Hip, Craig Northey, big songwriter with The Odds. You were listening to David Gogo and you heard one of your songs you didn't even know.
It was on the commercial before we started.
Oh, for Oyster Fest, yeah.
Yeah, no, I went and did that song with David in my place and I sort of had forgotten about it, and then I heard it on the queue driving around Vancouver one day, and I heard the intro, and I went, well, that sounds familiar. And I couldn't place the song for the life of me, and I'm really good about, you know, name that tune. Couldn't place it. Then he started singing, and I went, oh, I know what.
You are writing so many songs when you don't even know your song's going to be on the radio.
Or they're so, I don't know. Unrecognizable.
I like that one. I'm going to steal that idea. Oops.
You guys want to play something?
Yeah.
We'd love to.
Sure. Let's keep the music going here. Oh, just before you do, I know you're going to answer this lots of times, but the name, the Strippers Union, Local 518. In 20 seconds or less, where did it come from?
Musicians, starting out musicians, have a lot in common with strippers. Craig heard an interview with a woman on the radio who was trying to start a strippers union, and you could substitute the word song for dance and musician for stripper, and all of the working conditions and things she was talking about were identical to what musicians face. We just thought it's a, you know.
It has a good ring to it, too. Mm-hmm. All right, let's rock, guys.
All right.
What are you going to play first? What's the name
of it? This one's called Lost Highway, and it's basically, what is it?
Tell them what it's about, Craig.
Yeah. There's a little number about if you're a musician and you're on the road all the time and you feel like you're repeating yourself over and over again and kind of losing your mind, you are. And so I figured if you get Alzheimer's, we explored the idea that it wouldn't be so bad. You would probably slip into it quite easily without it bothering you too much. That's the idea behind this.